بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, we continue with our Suratul Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi Biyadihil Mulk. You know it is chapter 67 and it contains 30 verses of the Quran Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. This is the last verse which we are busy with today. So let's recite the verse first. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. قل, say, أرأيتم, tell me, إن أصبح ماؤكم, if your water غورا, إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا, if your water were to vanish into the earth, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ, who will bring you, بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, a flowing stream of water. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Say, tell me, if your water were to vanish into the earth, who will bring you a flowing stream of water? Who will bring you a flowing stream water? This word water, how many times is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif? Ma'un. Ma'un is mentioned 59 times in the Quran Sharif. And if you look at different verses, if you just go Suratul Baqarah, verse 22. Suratul Baqarah, you know, is chapter 2. So turn to verse 22. وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم. Allah Azza wa Jal is that being. If you go to the beginning of the verse, الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا, who has made the earth a bed for you, والسماء بناء, and the sky as a roof. Look at this. You say that person is homeless, but look, this verse of the Quran Sharif is telling you, Allah Azza wa Jal, how He has subjugated the earth for you. The earth is made a bed for you, وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءَ, and the sky a roof for you. I've mentioned this previously. Upon occasion, they took us on an excursion to some place, I cannot remember even, but this was in primary school, and they told us, today you people are going to sleep outside. So our hair was standing when we heard that, because we never ever slept in a tent outside. They said, no, you're going to sleep outside. And it is, I don't know what was the objective as a non-Muslim school. Was it to break the fears? We're not sure. But they said, you're going to sleep outside. Of course, in a secured area. So I thought, I'm not going to sleep. It's going to be highly impossible. The sky is the roof. The earth is your bed. You just have your sleeping bag. That's about it. No mattresses or nothing. And on the grass, you sleep. I thought, this will never happen. That was one of, you could say, the best dose of sleep that I got. Because I don't want to say the best sleep. Otherwise, the best sleep cannot be in that which is, it wasn't for the pleasure of Allah. So when you're out in the path of Allah, Azza wa Jal, can you compare that sleep with this sleep? No. So I wouldn't say the best sleep, but I would say in terms of the level of sleep. In this year, it was discovered that it's possible you can sleep outside. Now, when you go, imagine, and Allah Azza wa Jal take us, we haven't yet been for Hajj, so make dua for us. Now you sleep in Muzdalifah, you sleep outside in Mina. Okay, now they put the tents in that. But remember before, what was it? Out. The sky was your roof. The earth was your bed. And what is it? So hot. What do you need? You need ma'un. You need water. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. I think it was 2018, where the Hujjaj, they said, the rain came down, and it came down as a mercy on the day of Arafat. So in that heat, the water comes down, and it serves you. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he sent down water from the skies. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Then through it brought forth out of fruits, مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, provision for you. Allah says, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. So do not set up parallels to Allah. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, when you know, in such a manner that you know. Do not set parallels to Allah Azza wa Jal when you know that Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of all of this water coming from the skies. When Allah Azza wa Jal decides that no water for you, in Durban, when you want to speak about KwaZulu-Natal, the droughts that took place not so long ago, we couldn't understand it. We could not understand it for the life of us because there were oceans, there's oceans of water there. The Indian Ocean, how much of, can you say liters? No. But they experienced the drought. When this drought was experienced, they were on the brink of severe food crisis. And because of prolonged drought. Now you've understood this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, which Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, sustenance for you, sustenance for you. This all supposed to create that level of life in that heart to tell you that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the creator. And you're not supposed to set up parallels with and partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this was considered the effect of drought on the livestock then. Without water, can you live? Can you live without water? Because livestock was created for you to take benefit. All this plants, greenery, water is key. But in the midst of all of that, when Allah Azza wa Jal decided a drought, it was declared a disaster. And the drought intensified in KwaZulu-Natal. We reflect upon this so that we bring these lessons to life, to say in our daily life, look at these verses. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about it. If you go to It is mentioned, and this is in Suratul Anbiya, verse 30. Suratul Anbiya is chapter 21. So go to verse number 30. This is not science telling us this. Science who discovered this and that, what they claim. From in the beaches, and we've mentioned it to you, in New Zealand, a big whale, they called it the spade-toothed whale, was discovered. Came out from the water. Our topic is on water. spade-toothed whale. Scientists were shocked. They haven't discovered such ever. They found certain leftovers, you will say, or certain like teeth they found previously in the 1800s. But this is the first time that they've discovered a spade-toothed whale at their shores. So it came out, and they are busy dissecting it now, because they say they haven't seen the likes of this previously. Go do your research and see it, and then you will know what we're speaking about. They said, I'll give you their statement. A scientist said, since the 1800s, only 6 samples have been documented worldwide. They said, from a scientific and conservation point of view, this is huge. This is huge. So Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator. When your science does not bring you to this point that Allah Azza wa Jal is one, then that science of yours is destructive. When your science brings you to such theories which goes against the Quran Sharif, then your science is not science, it's destructive science. You will discover your science tells you it's impossible for bones and for leftovers of your body to be given life again. But when you will witness it, you will see the reality of it. So just turning a little bit to this verse of Suratul Anbiya, chapter 21, verse number 30. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you, O scientists, O believers, O every single person, understand your origin. We created and we created from water every living thing. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will they not believe? See, Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching you. Your roots, where you come from. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam ideally. But water is an essential element in the creation of all living things. Water plays a vital role in the creation, growth and evolution of all things. This is mentioned in, under this first tafsir you can find it in, Ma'riful Quran, Mufti Shafi Saab, Rahimullah. So you'll see all this, the different creations, vast as it is. But when there is no water, now come to this verse. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla leaves you with food for thought. Tell me if your water were to vanish, because this is the last verse. Tell me if your water were to vanish into the earth, who will bring you a flowing stream of water? Who will bring you a flowing stream of water? This is Allah subhanahu. If all the water which people draw from wells easily were to disappear into the depths of the earth, do they have any power through which they will be able to obtain pure running water? Obviously, in the negative. It is recorded, and this is also mentioned in Ma'riful Quran, that what must you say when you read this verse? Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Who will? Because the question is, who will bring you a flowing stream of water? So your response is, Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Allah, the sustainer of the entire universe, He is the one who is going to bring that water for us. That is why in the case of drought, there is Salatul Istisqa, if it's reached that level where there is absolutely no water. Then you will turn also, you'll read this verse in abundance. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. So in response, who's going to bring that flow? Who's going to bring you a flowing stream of water? Allahu Rabbul Alameen. This is it. So we've come to the end of Suratul Mulk. Remember, let's just recap the ahadith regarding the virtues, the fadail of Suratul Mulk. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not sleep. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana la yanamu hatta yaqra'a alif lam mim tanzil wa tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. So Suratul Sajda and Suratul Mulk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not sleep until he read these two surahs. So make it a point, O Ummati, that you will read Suratul Mulk. Another narration of regarding Suratul Mulk. So in Tirmidhi, there is the chapter Babu Ma Ja'a fi Suratul Mulk. And here, Inna Surata min al-Quran, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely there is a surah in the Quran Sharif, thalathuna ayatan, it is 30 verses, shafa'at li rajulin hatta ghufira lah. It will continuously intercede for a person until he is forgiven. Wahiya suratu tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. So this is Suratul Mulk. Remember the narration also, we did it in the beginning, but just as a recap, and to encourage us to learn it off by heart so that wherever we are, we can recite it and read it and make it a point. What you can do also is, you know, a person, if you read 12 rakats of salah, not 12, 6 rakats of salah, man salla 6 rakatin ba'd al maghrib, a person who reads 6 rakats of salah after maghrib, he will get the reward of 12 years of ibadat. This is what we call awabin. So 6 rakats. In there, you choose Suratul Mulk to recite. And there you recite, you can recite a quarter per rakat. Per rakat, you recite a quarter. Or you recite half and half in 2 rakats. However, but you recite it, you make sure you recite your Suratul Mulk. So we'll end off with this narration, inshallah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ra'isul Mufassirin, mentions, ضرب بعض أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خباءه على قبر. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one of them in fact, they pitched a tent on a grave without knowing that it was a qabr. وهو لا يحسب أنه قبر. They didn't realize it was, he didn't realize it's a qabr. فإذا فيه إنسان, there was a person all of a sudden reading يقرأ سورة تبارك الذي بيده الملك حتى ختمها. There was a person, he was reading سورة الملك until he finished it in the qabr. Shocked by this, فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he comes to رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, فقال يا رسول الله إني ضربت خبائي على قبر وأنا لا أحسب أنه قبر. I placed, pitched my tent over قبر, I didn't know it was a قبر, and there فإذا فيه إنسان يقرأ سورة تبارك الملك حتى ختم. And all of a sudden there was a person in the qabr, he was reading Suratul Mulk. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he finished it. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هي المانعة هي المنجية تنجيه من عذاب القبر. That remember, the Suratul Mulk, هي المانعة, it is the defender, it is the deliverer, it is the savior. تنجيه من عذاب القبر, it saves a person, protects a person, delivers the person from the punishment of the qabr. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq, bring it into our lives. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.